الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected scholars, my elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here today to commemorate the 21st anniversary of Imam Khomeini. We can see till today Imam Khomeini is alive. What makes him alive? We have heard the eloquent speech by the person who has lived with him. People living with someone and experiencing the feelings, we can understand that. We can understand their emotions, we can understand their feelings. But out in the world, we find that people have not met him. They know nothing about him. In fact, they've heard the propaganda against him. What makes him so special? Yes, we've all said that what makes him special is the faith and the sincerity. But how do we create this faith in us? How do we create this sincerity in us? We have to study his life. We really need to look into Imam Khomeini's life. And when we look into his life, the reciter of the Quran said very correctly when he read the verse, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُذِيءُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. He said, yes, their Lord replies to them. He does not let the work of the one who works sincerely go in vain. So this sincerity we need to see in Imam Khomeini. How was this cultivated? My brothers and sisters, Imam Khomeini was a revolutionary leader. When a leader comes with a revolution, he's not liked by people. Why is that? It's because the ideas and the values he comes with, they are so great and he cannot achieve all of them. So what happens is people start doubting him. But if you look at Imam Khomeini, what did he bring to the people of Iran? What did he bring to the human race? There was something unique, very specific about Imam Khomeini. It was, he spoke the language of the people. He felt the emotions of the people. He was in the shoe of the people. Whenever we visit Imam Khomeini's grave, whenever we read about him, we can see that Imam Khomeini read, and he read the minds of the people. This could only be achieved when a person was present and was directly committed without his own ego and without his own self. For me personally, I was very fortunate that I had the opportunity of seeing him. This opportunity was granted to us. It was a group of young men and women. We went in 1981 to study the revolution of Iran. There was a lot of propaganda about it, and Muslim Institute had arranged and organized a trip, and we had gone to see what is this old revolution about. When we went to Iran, it was amazing. The commitment of the people with a person, with one person, one leader who has come to them talking about the ideas which were, they had not practiced earlier. They had believed in their hearts, because as the Sheikh said, that the capitalism and Marxism was at its peak. Materialism was at its peak. And this man comes forward and he talks to them about La Sharqiya, La Gharbiya, Islamiya, Islamiya. That means no East, no West, Islam is the best. My brothers and sisters, talking today about the history of Iran and Islamic Revolution is very easy. But to be in the shoe of the Iranians and to be in the shoe of the revolution, to put up with that and to believe in the leader is not a small thing. This can only be brought by a person who has that connection and the commitment with the souls. The thing about Imam Khomeini was he spread the word of Islam. He taught the people that the only way to get salvation or to have the peace was through practicing the footsteps of Islam, to be in the sunnah of the Prophet. Now, looking at Imam Khomeini, as I said, that how do we achieve this sincerity and the faith? I'll just look at a few glimpses of his life, and we can just look how this man's visions was. If you look on the 4th of November, 1964, Imam Khomeini was deported from Iran to Turkey. This time, Shah decided to deport him, not to imprison him, because he thought that if Imam was deported, if he will be out of sight, his memory will fade in the eyes of the people. But such people don't fade. He's not with us. We haven't seen him, but we still feel for him, don't we? Why are we all here? So this is what it was, that when he went to Turkey, and in Turkey, his stay was not pleasant. Imam Khomeini was not allowed to wear his turban and his robe, which was the identity of a scholar. Imagine if we were in that situation. But Imam Khomeini did not stop. At that time, he wrote a book on Tahrir al-Wasila. And this book is about the jurisprudence questions. I'll just give you a little glimpse from this book only. In this book, in 1964, Imam Khomeini teaches us. He says that if it is feared that the political and economic domination by foreigners over an Islamic land will lead to the enslavement and weakening of the Muslims, then such dominations must be repelled by appropriate means. He says, including passive resistance, that is the boycott of foreign goods, and the abandonment of all dealings and association with foreigners in question. Similarly, if an attack by foreigners on one of the Islamic states is anticipated, it is incumbent on all Islamic states to repel the attack by all possible means. Indeed, this is incumbent on all the Muslims as a whole. So Imam here teaches us how to even passively, as a lay person, how do I support the revolution? How do I fight the kuffars? How do I fight the opposition? Another simple example, which we can see from Imam's life, which made him such a great personality. On October 23rd, 1977, the death of his son, Haj Sayyid Mustafa Khomeini, was announced. It was unexpected and mysterious. The death was widely attributed to the Iranian security police, SAVAK. This led to protest meetings in Qom, Tehran, Yazd, Mashhad, Shiraz, and Tabriz. Here, Imam Khomeini, with calmness, he described the death of his son as one of the hidden favors of God. My sisters, this is not an easy thing to say. It is the death of his son, mysterious death, but he describes it. This is the vision of Imam Khomeini. He describes it as the hidden favors of God and advised the Muslims of Iran to show courage and hope. Imam Khomeini came with a message which the ordinary people could understand, which a lay person could practice. The message which was in the hearts of the people, as it's mentioned, he said, everybody knew that Marxism and capitalism is not the answer. Everybody knew that there was something else, but everyone was afraid to stand up and rise against it. And this is the reason why people left everything Iran and supported Imam Khomeini. If you look at the people of Iran and the people outside Iran who supported Imam Khomeini, and one of them was Dr. Kalim Siddiq. I remember when Imam Khomeini was just seen on the television going to Paris, and that is where the world saw him. Dr. Kalim Siddiq says, "This is the man we are waiting for." He could recognize him. My sisters, it is very important for us to read the works of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini had these qualities, and these qualities are not possible to be found in one person: mysticism, politics, jurisprudence, and moral behavior. This was all strongly found in Imam Khomeini. He was very sincere and strongly believed in his mission and his ideas and the sunnah of the Prophet. The other thing Imam Khomeini showed us was how to prepare for the Imam. Before the revolution, the Muslims thought that we could sit and wait for the Imam. But Imam Khomeini showed us that passively sitting and waiting for the Imam is not the preparation for the Imam. We have to prepare. We have to bring about changes. The 313 followers or helpers would only come about through movements of establishing the Sunnah of the Prophet, and not by materializing material demands and concepts and banishing the Islamic principles. Wrongdoings can never help the cause of God, and Allah makes only sincere people be the helpers. We can see that in the Quran, Allah asks the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he says that man ansari, and the Hawariyun are the ansars. There are so many examples in the Quran where Allah only makes the sincere ones. According to my experience of Imam Khomeini, which I was blessed in 1981 to see him, and after that, when I came, I started reading his works. One of his works, which is very sort of inspiring, is the 40 hadith which he has compiled. In that, he talks about the nafs and the diseases of the soul. My sisters and brothers, this is where I felt that there was a deficiency in our lives, that we did not recognize ourselves, we did not even recognize the illnesses we had. The first disease Imam Khomeini talks about is the pretense, the riya which we have is for showing the good. And as I always recommend that, please, sisters and brothers, if we really want to follow the footsteps and if we really want to see how Imam Khomeini was sincere and was so sure about his actions, was because he conquered himself. He conquered the diseases of himself. And if you look at the experiences, whether it was a Muslim or a non-Muslim, whether it was one who was politically involved or a lay person, whoever met Imam Khomeini had the same experience. Here, before I go into my own experience, I will just talk a little about Robin Woodsworth Carlson, a philosopher and a poet from Canada. He met Imam Khomeini, and he describes that whatever he describes is the same experience as any other person. Thousands of people have met Imam Khomeini. And I'll just relate to you our visit to Imam Khomeini. It was one morning on our way to Jamaran residence. That is the hall where Imam was supposed to speak, was connected to his house. It was a bus ride and walking through alleys, which would be beyond one's imagination when visiting a state leader. My sisters, when we visit state, brothers and sisters, when we visit a state leader, what do we expect? A state house? But going to visit Imam Khomeini was walking through the alleyways and going into a simple house. We walked through the alleys. When visiting a leader, one would expect to walk on main roads and wide street to reach a state house, but that was not the case. Imam Khomeini lived in a small house, which most of us have seen on the television. However, it's not a straightforward visit because you have a lot of checkpoints. No pens are allowed, no cameras, no object was allowed to go in. That was for the safety, as there was a lot of danger to Imam's life. We were seated in the balcony for the ladies, waiting anxiously for the appearance of the Imam. Did not know what to expect, as being a lay person, heard a lot about Imam Khomeini. As Imam was about to enter, in the hall, the people jumped on their feet and starting chanting, "Khomeini, Khomeini, Khomeini." And death to America, death to Israel, death to Russia. My brothers and sisters, this chanting was so much filled with love and the confidence which people had in their leader, that they knew that this leader was one, whatever he says, he's going to take us to salvation. They had so much confidence, the words had so much of confidence. The air was filled with his love. And even this Robin Woodsworth, when he talks about him, he says that there was, when Imam Khomeini walked in, it was like a hurricane. But at the same time, it was so much of silence. There was so much of calmness. His personality was such, my brothers and sisters, when I'm talking now, I can still feel it. You just, when you see this person, I had never met him, didn't know much about him. I was just a mother of 2.5-year-old son, and I didn't know anything about politics at that time. And I saw him, and what was there in this person that even a person who has never seen him feels like that? Yes, it was the sincerity. This shows us when a person is connected to God, when he has that link with God, when he has a link with himself, then he can link with his God. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah. This man, he was so much in power. He was so much in control. He was immovable, but at the same time, he moved the people's hearts. He moved everyone. And this showed that in the Quran, when Allah says in Surah Maryam, verse number 96, Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wuddan. My sisters, Allah says that those who believe and do good, their Lord, the Rahman, the Merciful, He puts in them, or He bestows on the people, love for them. My brothers and sisters, seeing Imam Khomeini, many questions came into my mind. The first question came to my mind was, I found his aura so overwhelming. And the purity was so powerful that I just thought to myself, what will happen to me when I see my Imam? Because it was impossible to put the rays of it, the light was just flowing in such a way, I cannot describe myself. But sisters, I would advise you to read the experience of Robin Woodsworth, which is available on the website. He describes it so detailed and so eloquently that you would realize, and everyone's sort of experience is such. And this question came to me that if I cannot even look at this man and I'm so empowered by him, what would happen to me if I really saw my Imam? The second thing was, the question came to my mind, who is the mother of this man? The third thing came to me was, I wish I could pick his sandals and just put it on his feet. I'm telling you, sisters, seeing this personality, it just changed us. He didn't have to speak anything. It changed our whole lifestyle. We were from England at that time, 1979, when hijab was not even mentioned. If you were in hijab, it was like an alien walking in the streets in London. Today, what we see here is because of the Islamic Revolution. You see it in every corner, every street, every shop. You can see an assistant working in hijab. And this is what Imam Khomeini, he sort of foresaw when he was asked about the war. He said, what did you get out of this 8 years war? Imam Khomeini replied that if one woman in the West goes to the university in hijab, I have achieved my war. So this is what we can see about Imam Khomeini. Again, my sisters, the thing which I experienced from Imam Khomeini's life was, we don't need to do great things to become great people. We need to do very simple things to become great in the eyes of Allah. And such some examples, which I'll just give you one or two examples as time is running out. Imam Khomeini's examples were that he was so careful about the rights of the people that when he woke up for his Salatul Layl, he made sure that the water did not disturb the family members. He would put a sponge under the tap so that the water would not disturb. These simple things elevated him. Another thing was that, see, with Imam Khomeini is that as a lay person, I can practice his principles in my life. I don't need to be a leader. Another thing we can follow him is that he was so particular about his time. He did not waste anything, even the time. The people were so careful. They used to set their watches according to Imam Khomeini's movements. When Imam Khomeini drank water, if there was a half glass left, he would never spill it. It was a waste for him. When he did wudu when he opened the tap for wudu, he never left the tap running. He made sure that he closed the tap after every motion of wudu. My sisters, for his prayers time, there is ample available. Imam Khomeini, his daughter, she says that when Imam Khomeini was so careful that we teach our children before they become baligh, the principles of Islam. Here his daughter is writing that once Imam Khomeini asked the 8-year-old son, "Have you said your prayers?" The daughter replies, "Aga, he's not yet baligh." Imam says, children should form a habit of praying before they become baligh. The family members, they say that whenever Imam wanted to admonish us, it was with love and was with practice. Whatever Imam said that we should not do, he made sure he did not do. My brothers and sisters, I will end here, but just to close my talk, from the life of Imam Khomeini, I think we can learn that Imam was very careful of not doing anything wrong, as he realized that anything wrong would disempower him and anything true would empower him, and he would admonish with practice. The other thing Imam Khomeini said was he was confronting the evil in the world, and through Islam something was taking place that would forever alter the direction of the script, and we can see that till today. And leaders bring about revolution, and we have to train to bring about just and sincere leaders. As we can see, Imam Khomeini still lives in the heart of the people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.